Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
Today on Radio Boston, on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, we take a look at what role Massachusetts played and what lessons there are still to be learned.
And speaking of learning lessons, when are the Red Sox going to learn their lesson? That lesson about winning, that it's good. We'll talk with Bill Littlefield about the Sox's dismal first days.
But first, it's budget season, speaking of dismal things. Earlier today, President Barack Obama spoke out on the federal budget and his goal of lowering the deficit by $4 trillion over the next 12 years, with spending cuts and higher taxes for the wealthy. Meanwhile, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino was busy today unveiling his $2.4 billion budget proposal. And over on Beacon Hill, House Speaker Robert DeLeo released his chamber's vision of the state budget. WBUR's Steve Brown was there, and he joins us now from the State House. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So give us the basics, the state budget. How big is it?
Well, the bottom line, the budget is $30.4 billion. Now, that's $94 million less than what the governor had proposed back in January. It cuts local aid by $65 million. That's the same the amount the governor had proposed. Now, House Ways and Means Chairman Brian Dempsey says that their proposal in the budget regarding municipal health care will more than offset that cut in local aid. Also, they adopted the governor's proposals relative to Chapter 70 education funds. That's an increase of 3.1%. They're hoping that also helps make up for that cut in local aid. They take $200 million out of the state's rainy day fund to help balance this budget. That move leaves about $579 million in that stabilization fund. This budget contains no new taxes, no fees, or anything like that. That's something that the House Republican leader Brad Jones is happy with. He told me that he was generally pleased with the budget so far.
Okay, but it still seems a little complicated, Steve. I mean, you had mentioned the municipal health plans that Chairman Brian Dempsey was pretty excited about. This is something that's been discussed a bit on Beacon Hill. What particular changes are made about that in the budget?
Well, they include language that will allow the cities and towns to implement health plan design changes. It gives the communities the authority to alter co-payments, deductibles, and other health care plan design features for their employees, so long as the cost of the plan does not exceed the GIC plan, which is the plan that state employees are in. Now, the communities could opt to go into that GIC plan, but it gives them the flexibility to maybe design their own plan with their employees beforehand. Chairman Dempsey had stressed the importance of getting under control municipal health care costs, saying it affects more than just health care.
If we do not rein in the cost of health insurance, we will not have the number of teachers or the number of textbooks that our kids need in the classroom, nor will we have, quite frankly, the number of police officers or firefighters that we need on our streets. So this is an education issue. It's a public safety issue. And it's, I think, the single most important reform that we can make this year that will be a structural reform that will be significant in terms of generating savings for every single city and town in the Commonwealth.
Now, the House Ways and Means Committee expects long-term savings to the cities and towns to be about $100 million a year. And, of course, that would more than offset the $65 million in cuts to local aid.
And I presume, though, that is only if cities and towns actually go through with the changes to those municipal health care plans, though.
That's right.
Okay. So how is this proposal then being received, particularly the health care issue?
Well, by municipal leaders, they're pleased. It's something they've been asking for quite a while. New Bedford Mayor Scott Lang was here at the State House when the plan was unveiled.
If we continue with the status quo, which I think is dead, I think we're based on an industrial model which no longer exists. But if you go with the status quo, you're going to lay off people in order to pay for it. And that's something in the long run, which means we won't have any more employees and we won't be able to provide the services. And we will see a decline of cities and towns and of the state. So we've got to get in front of this.
So, Steve, how are those employees and the unions who represent those municipal employees reacting to this?
Well, understandably, they're not happy. I haven't had a chance to talk in depth with them, but they're saying this move takes away workers' collective bargaining rights when it comes to health care benefits. Ed Kelly, the president of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts, said the plan would silence the voices of working families and significantly weaken union bargaining rights with the municipalities. So you can expect a big pushback from the unions as this budget goes through the House and the Senate. Now, while the governor and Speaker Bob DeLeo have been advocating these types of changes for a while, Senate President Therese Murray has been relatively cool to the notion so far.
So what does that mean is coming up next for the budget then?
Well, members have a little bit more than 48 hours to look the document over before a Friday afternoon deadline to submit proposed amendments to the budget. Then the House will be taking off next week. That's school vacation week. They're not going to be here. They'll be back a week from Monday to begin debate on the budget. Speaker DeLeo has indicated that he's blocked out the week for the debate. Of course, after it's done, then it's the Senate's turn to take a crack at it.
The wheels of government will grind, but they will grind forward, we hope. WBUR Steve Brown reporting at the State House. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Magda.